So we saw yesterday, or last time, we saw the Braisa that brings the three cases that the Chachamim Pater and Rameir doesn't Pater. Rameir says, Yechayev, you're going to be Tavayach. So Yechayev, the Knesset Dal Vehe. But the Chachamim said, you're Pater. One of the cases was going to be Machar, going to be Tavach. The Shabbos, one of the cases was going to be Tavach Avodah Zarah. So that got us thinking that the Braisa was a Kimmel Gravine kind of case. And the third case was going to be Tavach. We didn't know what shot and that was going to be. We said, let's wait with that. But then the Gemara told us we were anyway barking up the wrong tree, even on the first two. This has nothing to do with Kamlev Rabbine. The case is, the Gemara said, the Kol Chavurasa said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Everybody said over there, Rabbi Yechanan said, oh, that Braisa doesn't mean what it sounds like. That Braisa is talking about someone that he steals someone's shar or seh. He doesn't sheft it. He gives it to someone else to sheft. He's teveach al yidei acher. He shefts it through someone else, meaning he has somebody else sheft it for him. And it's in that case that the Chachamim say that your putter, if it was on Shabbos, or as Avodah Zarah, or as a Shara Niskal, and your mayor says, no, you're chayav anyway. Now, again, the Gemara brought in this whole Braisa because of a discussion about Kamlev Rabbeinu. We had a Havamina to think that the Braisa was talking about Kamlev Rabbeinu. The Gemara now says it has nothing to do with Kamlev Rabbeinu. But what does it have to do with? It has something to do with whether I can be chai for someone else's actions and under what circumstances I can and under what circumstances I can't. So, focusing now on the Chachamim are saying that when you give it to a shliach to shecht on Shabbos or Avodah Zarah, then you're potter. But the implication is that if I just give it to a shliach to shecht, and he stays that far from church, and he limits his activities to weekdays, and he just shechts the shor or seh that I stole and I gave to him to shecht, and he shechts it, I become chayav b'knas abdal v'hei for that. That's what we hear from Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says that the brayso is talking about teveach al yedei acher. So obviously there's a chiyuv dal behei for teveach al yedei acher, because the brayso is just telling us about exceptions. Then in a case of Shabbos or Avodah Zarah, sure, initially you won't be chayiv, but in a normal case you'll be chayiv, even though it's teveach al yedei acher. So that's the tremendous chiddush that emerged right at the end of the Gemara that we learned last time, that the Chavurasa said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, but that the brayso is talking about teveach al yedei acher. So we discovered then that one can be chayiv dal behei, even if someone else did the shechita for him. And so we pick up today with the Gemara asking incredulously, v'chizeh choyte v'zeh mischayev, could this one do the sin and someone else become chayev? Let's say Reuben is our ganav. I guess let's call him Shimon. First half of the year, our ganav is always Shimon, so we'll call him Shimon. Shimon stole the shor and he gave it to Levi, and Levi goes and shechts it. Levi's shechita is going to make Shimon chayev a knas of dal v'hei v'chizeh choyte. Levi does the sin, v'zem is chayev, and Shimon becomes chayev the knas. Now, what's the kasha there? What's so shver about that? V'chizeh choyte v'zem is chayev. Yeah, because I sent him to do it, and we say we do have a rule of shluch shvadim kamaisai. If I send somebody to be mekadesh an isha, she becomes my wife. And we don't say, V'chizem mekadesh, Levi is giving a ring and Shimon is getting a wife? How could it be? No, sure it could be. Shluch shalad mekamaisai, and the same with a get, and the same with a precious truma, and a lot of other things. So why is it so surprising that Zechoyte v'zem is chayev? The Gemara asks it incredulously, V'chizem choyte v'zem is chayev. So Rashi explains, V'chishliach choyte v'shaleach is chayev, v'shlumi dal v'hei, could it be that the shliach does the aveira and the shaleach becomes saddled with the knas, becomes chayev with the knas of dal v'hei v'ha'kaim? Rashi says, why not? Why can't it be v'ha'kaim alon? The ain't shliach of var aveira b'maseches kedushin. Rashi says that this gemara is based on a gemara b'maseches kedushin that says that there's a rule of ain't shliach of var aveira. So based on that, the gemara says, we know that yes, true shliach shalom kamaisi. We know that I can make a shliach does something, it's canceled like I did it. But there's a big exception to that. That's only true if I send him for Kedushin, for Gerushin, for Shastruma, for lots of things, but not for Averis. When I send somebody to do an Averis, it does not count like, oh, I did it. The Gemara over there gives an example. If I hire somebody to go murder someone, It doesn't count as if I murdered him. I'm not chayav nisa. He's chayav nisa, but not me. The Gemara has a lot of other examples. Also, ain shliach ledvar aveira. There's no such thing as a shliach ledvar aveira. And therefore, I don't get the chiyuvim for the aveira that my shliach does, or the maisa of my shliach does not count as if I did it. So therefore, Zok Rashi, the Gemara over here is asking a kasha. Why should I be chayav the knas of dal vehei? If this other guy, if the shliach does the shlita. So before we continue on to the Gemara's answer, very, very clever ha'ara Rabbi Kivager makes over here. Kivager says that Rashi tells us that the kasha is based on, the Gemara's kasha is based on the rule of Einshliach Ledvar Aveira. And Rashi says it's a bekiyus question. You have to know the Gemara in Kedushin. Right? If we were Amaratzim and we were just learning about Bekama Daf Ayin Aleph, it sounds like, you know, yeah, why not? Zechayit v'zem mischayev, right? Like, we wouldn't really understand the Gemara's question. What's wrong? Zechayit v'zem mischayev. After all, shlichas shalom v'kamai. Say, why shouldn't it work? Oh, but Yad Zek Rashi, but if you know as much as I know, there's a Gemara in Kedushin that tells us ain't shlichas v'zem mischayev. Then you understand the pshat in this Gemara's kasha. Dr. Kivager, Kedushin daf membeis is not the only makar for ain't shlichas v'zem mischayev. You know where else you could learn it? You can learn it from Baba Kama daf Ayin Aleph. In the previous line of the Gemara. The pshat that Rabbi Yechanan just said in the Braisa is based on Einshliach Ledvar Aveira. Why? Because Rabbi Yechanan just said that the pshat, the Gemara, remember, the Makshim brought in this Braisa, the Gemara thought, the Makshim thought that the Braisa was about Kamum Dravine, that it talks about Ganav V'Tavach B'Shabbos, or Ganav V'Tavach L'Avay Dezara, and your mayor says, Chayim Nacham say Pater. And the Gemara thought that the reason why our mayor said that the reason why the Chacham said Pater is because of Kamin Rabbanei, and our mayor says Chayav Einam because he doesn't know the Kamin Rabbanei. And the Gemara says back, no, the Kol Chavu Rasa said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that this is not a case of Kamin Rabbanei, it's Petevei Echal Yidei Acher. What does he mean by that? Meaning, so the Chiyav Misa is on him, and the Knas is on me, so there's no Kamin Rabbanei. But if there will be Shlichus for Advar Veira, then the Chiyav Misa would also be on me, on Shimon, on the one that sent it. If there would be Shlichus Ledvar Aveira, then if I send somebody to shecht an animal on Shabbos, then we can't, like, I shechted it on Shabbos, and I'd be Chiyav Misa. If we really say Shlichus Ledvar Aveira, like I said, the Gemara in Kedushin, one of the examples the Gemara gives is Varetzicha. If you would hold Yesh Shlichus Ledvar Aveira, then if I send a hitman to knock out my enemy, to go kill him, I would be chayv miser for that ritzicha. But I'm not, because we hold ain't shlichus ledvar aveira. That's what our Gemara is saying. When I send, there's no kamin rabbanei over here. Why? Because it's a veich alidei acher. Meaning, since Shimon himself didn't shecht it on Shabbos, he gave it to Levi, and Levi went and shecht it on Shabbos. So if there's a chayv miser over here, Levi maybe will be chayv miser. But Shimon's not going to be chayv miser, because why not? I Levi with the shliach. Why wasn't Shimon chayav misa? The whole point of the Gemara was that Shimon's not chayav misa. That's why there's no kamin rabbanei. Shimon has a knas, but Levi has the chayav misa. Shimon doesn't have a chayav misa. That's why there's no kamin rabbanei. Why doesn't Shimon have a chayav misa? He told his shliach to shecht it on Shabbos. The shliach shecht it on Shabbos. So shliach shlonik amay. So he should be like he shecht it on Shabbos. Why isn't he chayav misa? The answer is because ain't shliach is v'ar aveira. So the Gemara that we're learning that. The previous line of the Gemara was all based on Einshliach Ledvar Aveira. So when the Gemara then comes in the next line and says, V'chizev chayiv v'zem eschayiv, Frekir v'kivegir, it's not a bekiyus kasha. Hey, wait, but I once learned the Gemara in Kedushin, and that contradicts what you're saying. The Gemara's kasha is really that the two halves of your statement are self-contradictory. You're saying that when it's Seveich HaYidei Acher, I'm not, there's no common Rabbanei, because the Chivis is on him. But nevertheless, I'm chayiv the Knas. Marav Shach! If there is shlichus, if shluch shlad nekamaisai, then you, the gan of Shimon, should be chayav misa, and this comes with Rabbanei. And if you say no, that's an aveira, shlich varveira, and therefore I'm not chayav the misa, well then I shouldn't be chayav the knas either. Why are you chayav the knas if you're not chayav misa? You're not chayav misa because ain't shlich varveira, so why are you chayav the knas? If you are chayav the knas because you ain't shlich varveira, so why aren't you chayav misa? That's the Gemara's kasha. So I don't need to know a Gemara and Kedushin to understand this kasha. What Rabbi Yechanan just said to explain Pshat and the Braisa was based on the rule of Ancient Lech Vavera. And to that, the Makshin is saying, well, be consistent. If Ancient Lech Vavera, you shouldn't be Chayav the Knas either. So Rabbi Kivager is ma'ir that on again, it's not a kasha on the Gemara. If I care, it's on the Gemara, it would be very gishmak to learn this way, that the Gemara's kasha really is the saying to Rabbi Yechanan, that you yourself, you're not being consistent. How come you're accepting shlichas for the knas but not for the chil Shabbos? Where we can make your answer as a kasha on Rashi. Why does Rashi learn that the Gemara was asking a Pekiyas Kasha, was asking, oh, but there's a Gemara in Kedushin that teaches us Ein Shlichus V'Arver. Why not learn the way we just explained? The Gemara's Kasha is on the words of Rabbi Yechanan, Minei Uvei, from within the words of Rabbi Yechanan. It's self-contradictory. You're allowing Shlichus for the Knas, but you're not allowing Shlichus for the Chil Shabbos. Why not? That's Rabbi Kivager's Ha'ara on Rashi, and Belina Eder will come back to it on the Maram Kaima sheet. I was a little misleading, you know, because I was just putting the words without the. I really just took out a half paragraph without the beginning, without the end. It's part of a shtickle teri. He doesn't leave with a kasha. He really, this, what I'm calling a kasha, is a raya to something, which Billy Nedder will get to. There's the yisayid and the sig, which Rabbi Kivager says, and many other people say also, and we're going to get to it before the end of Shir Billy Nedder. And Rabbi Kivager says that idea is the terrace to this kasha on Rashi. But for now, we haven't gotten to the big idea yet, but we're just mentioning this on Rashi. Now, why does Rashi tell us that the Eishlech D'Arver is learned from the Gemara in Kedushin, and that's the Gemara's kasha? It's mukach from the words of Rabbi Yechanan, and let's learn that. Why don't we learn that that's the Gemara's kasha? Okay, so for now, we're leaving it as a tzarachim. Okay, so the Gemara goes on. The Gemara is bothered. How could you tell me that the Brice is talking about when I send my shliach to shecht it, as Rashi says, ain't shliach dvarveir, whatever the makar is, ain't shliach dvarveir, why am I chayiv the knas? The Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Shani Hacha, the Amar Kra, Utfachu Yom Macharai. Shani Hach, it's different over here. So Pashup Shabbat, the Gemara means to say, is it different over here? Meaning, even though, yes, there's a general rule of Ein Shlichus V'Arveira, the Gemara in Kedushin says so, but this is an exception. Over here, for this particular Aveira, meaning the Aveira of Teveach U'Moicher, that a Ganav that steals a Shor or a Seh, if he is then Teveach U'Moicher, he's Chayav Knas Adal, hey, that Aveira has Shlichus. Even though every other Aveira in the Torah, or almost every other Aveira in the Torah, doesn't have shlichus because of our general rule of ein shlichus v'aveira, but there are certain exceptions. And this, that's the type of shani hach. Over here it's different. The aveira of tavach u'machar has shlichus. Why? The amr kor, because the pasuk says, utfachu u'machar, right? The pasuk says, shechts it or sells it. The Rebbe is making a hekesh, I think. He's saying that since the Torah puts these two things together, we can compare one to the other, we can learn one from the other. Whatever's true for one is true for the other. So ma mechira al yedei acher, and since mechira could be done through someone else, af tvicha al yedei acher, so to tvicha, you're also chayev when you do it through someone else. What does it mean that mechira could be done through someone else? So there's a very short Rashi, ein mechira el b'shnayim. Every mechira involves two people, mecher v'lekech, the seller and the buyer. Let's put that on hold. Right? We're going to think a lot about that Rashi. Let's just finish reading a couple more lines, and then we'll come back to that Rashi. So Ravis says that we learn out that there's such a thing as shlichus for this particular aveira because of the hekesh of tefachu mecharei. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, there's a brisa from the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel that learns oy l'rabbis is a shlichus. The word oy, where it says a few times oy in the parish of Asher oy se, it says tefachu mecharei. And there's a couple of oys in the pasuk. Yeah, it does say utfachay oy mecharay. Right, and it also says sher oy se. I think there's some discussion in the Rishonim about which oy he means because the Gemara is elsewhere the darshan the oys. But at any rate, it says oy somewhere in the parasha, and it's where the Rebbe Yishmael sees that as an extra word, and he darshans that the word oy is coming l'rabbis es hashliach. The Bechizki etana. Tachas, Laris is a shliach. He sees the word tachas as being extra. Again, there's a couple of tachases in the pasuk. This, you might remember the Gemara, I think, on Samach Zayin Amud Beis discussed a little bit, maybe this drushes with the oyiv and the tachas in a different context. But something that was left over from that drush is being, from that sugya is being used in this sugya to be marba shlichas. So the Gemara basically is giving a collection of three drushes. There's Rava who makes a hekesh, utfachu, and macharai. Beir Bishmael learns it from the word Oy, Beir Chizkiah learns it from the word Tachas. One of these three drushes teaches us that by Gunav V'Teveach, Shlichus helps. There is Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira, even though ordinarily there's no Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. If I do the Aveir of Ritzicha, if I do an Aveir of Chil Shabbos, if I do an Aveir of Zerah, all those things, Al Yidei Shliach, there's no Shlichus for that. I don't get the Aveira. But the Aveira of Teveach, of meaning Gonav, of Vitavach, I stole a Shar, that I did myself. No Shlichus on that. But after stealing a Shar, I give it to a Shliach to Shech, for that there's a Din of Shlichus. There's this one of three Mekairis, you could take your pick. But from here we learn that there is shlichas. Ah, so if there's shlichas, so there is such a thing as teveach ha'idei achar, which ordinarily is mechayev you. And on that, the Braisa, to plug it back into our Braisa, the Braisa is saying that if you're in that parasha of teveach ha'idei achar, which be'etzim should be mechayev, you doubt behave. But if it's one of these three special cases, either it's b'shabbos, or it's l'avay d'zera, or it's a shari niskal, then the chachamim hold your potter. Why? I don't know. Nothing, certainly nothing to do with coming with Rav Minei. That's clear. Because the Chiv Misa is on the Shliach. And the Chiv Knas is on the Ganav, the one that sent him. So there's no coming with Rav Minei over here. But there is some reason why the Chum say that you're Pater, which we'll get to, Mr. Shem, in the next Gemara. And Rav Meir, whatever that reason was, why the Chum say Pater, Rav Meir argues with that reason, and therefore he says Chayev. So that's the pshat that we have now in the Braisa. Now let's go back to the words of Rava. Rava said something intriguing. Rava said that, how do I know that you're chayev when you're teveach al yidei acher? Which are, in other words, yesh shlichos for this aveira, yesh shlichos. He says, well, because tefichas has to be similar to mechira. Ma mechira al yidei acher, av tefichas al yidei acher. Just like, we know that you're chayev for mechira through someone else. So do you chayef for tefichah through someone else? So what does it mean by that? That you're chayef for mechira through someone else? That I'm chayef if someone else sells it for me? Mechat eisi. I mean, that's shlichos. Al zeh udanim. The usual rule is ain't shlichos var aveira. But bring me a makar that over here there should be shlichos. But you're using this as the makar. Just like we know by mechira. So Rashi was very bothered. If ma mechira adei achar means that by mechira shlichos helps, so I would say, where did that come from? You're learning Tzvicha from Mechira, but how do you know Mechira? So Rashi therefore decided that the Ma Mechira Al Yidei Acher doesn't mean Shlichos, it doesn't mean that Mechira works through a Shliach, it means that it's built into every Mechira that there is an Acher. Because every Mechira needs two parties, needs a buyer and a seller. You can't sell something to yourself. So in order to do the crime of Machar, there needs to be someone else involved. So from there we learn that just like by Mechira there needs to be someone else involved, so too by Tficha there needs to be someone else, but so too by Tficha you'll also be chayav if there's someone else involved. What does that mean? Who's the someone else involved by the Tficha? Shliach. It's l'chira a very shverid drasha. Now, I don't know how much we could ask kashas like that. Drashas sometimes are unpredictable, right? We don't always understand so well how Chazal made drashas, but on the surface this seems to be very strange. The reason why Tficha, why we would think, but at the drush, we would think that Tficha is pater when you send it with the Shliach, because ain't Shliach Dvar Aveira. So the Gemara says, yeah, but over here it's supposed to be similar to Mechira. So if you would show me that Mechira is somehow an exception to the rule of ain't Shliach Dvar Aveira, then I would understand. That tells me also that Tficha is an exception to the rule of ain't Shliach Dvar Aveira. But you're showing me that by Mechira you're chayev when there are two people involved. Okay, but that's because that's not Shlichas. Over here, by Teveach HaYidei Acher, that is Shlichos. So, and by Shlichos is a reason to think that you're Pater. So why should the fact that by Mechira you're Chayev with two parties, is the two parties the reason why I thought that you're Pater? The reason why I thought that you're Pater by Teveach is because in Shlichos HaVeira. You see by Mechira anything that overcomes that? So that's why you saw, those of you that took a look in the Shif Lanyad Lami, you saw that there are Rishonim that are unhappy with Rashi. And the way that they ask the Kasha is, that, what do you mean over there, Moichav Alekeach? In the case of Mechira, he's doing the sale himself. If he would do the sale Al-Yidei Shliach, who says it's Mechayev? How can you learn from there, Teveach Al-Yidei Shliach? So the Shittu Le'Yilami, which by the way, right, it's obviously a strange name for a Sefer, In the 20th century, it became popular, widespread. It was published first about 500 years ago, I think. In the 1500s, it was published once. No one ever knew who wrote it. But the Ksav Yad, it existed in manuscript, and it was quoted by a lot of people from the 1500s. In Mitzrayim or in Eretz Yisrael, the Chachamim over there, they had this Sefer, and they liked it, they held of it. And some people referred to it as the Talmud HaRashba. It seems to come from someone who had shaychus to the Rashba. But there was no, it was an old Ksav Yad with no name on it. When they were using it in the 1500s, it was already a 200 or 300 year old Ksav Yad with no name on it. But the Torah was very impressive. The people that had it, the Maribe Rav quotes from it, from Salah Ashkenazi quotes from it, some other people, I don't remember now, in the Mava in the front, he gives a list of some people that they saw that had it. And they held of it, and it was a very chashuv sefer. So in the 20th century, somebody, again, it was printed once in the 1500s, a very shvach edition. 20th century, somebody put it out more nicely, and now when people learn Maseches Kedushin, it's one of the favorite rishonim. People use it when learning Maseches Kedushin. We don't know who wrote it. Talmud HaRashba, that much seems to be clear. Talmud HaRashba, the funny thing is, but even that's not clear because everyone seems to be the Talmud of the Rashba, but which Rashba? When you hear Rashba, so you think, the famous Rashba is the Rashba who from Spain, who was a Talmud of the Ramban, who was the Rav of Barcelona. But I saw that the person that put it out in the 1900s, of Nissim Sachs, who I don't know if he's at all related to our Rabbi Sachs, I meant to ask him, but he was a Rav in Yerushalayim. And he put out this Sefer, and he writes over there, based on his research, that his theory is that the Rashba that the Sefer refers to is not the Rashba that we call the Rashba, but it's Rav Shlomo ben Ahar, who was also a Rav Shlomo ben Avram, so he could be called Rashba. He was a very chashuv, a prominent Rishon, he's not as well known, we don't really have much Torah from him, but he's very highly regarded. He was the Rebbe of Rabbeinu Yaina, which would make him the Rashba's grand Rebbe. The Rashba, the famous Rashba, was the Talmud of Rabbeinu Yehuda. This Rav Shlomo ben Ahar was the Rebbe of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Anyway, be that as it may, Shita loy neidel me. I don't know who says that, and he first brings down an Ikka de Amri. That we certainly don't know who it is, but there's this pshat that we'll call it what?
Remember those teaching us these things is another Rashba from Tosfos.
Right. So there's really three Rashbas. When Tosfos quotes the Rashba, which on some stuff this happens pretty often. When Tosfos quotes the Rashba, it means the Rashmi Shans. He's the French Rashba. In the Mishnayos Zrayim and Taris, in the back of the Gemaras, right? In the back of the Gemara Brachas, you have Mishnayos Zrayim, and in the back of the Gemara Nida, you have the Mishnayos of Taris, and those are both printed with the Pirush of the Rash. That Rash is the Rash Mishans. Shans is the name of a city in France, and his name is Reb Shimshon ben Avram, and he's quoted in Tosfos as the Rashba. So when Tosfos quotes the Rashba, it's not either of these two people, right? So there's those three Rashbas. Thank you. Okay. Anyway, the Shita Lenayilami, I don't know who he is, but he has a very geshmaki discussion in this sugya. He says, I don't like this pshat of Rashi, that we're learning that Tficha, you can make a shliach for Tficha, we're learning from Mechira, but by Mechira itself it's not shlichas, so how can you learn from Mechira to Tficha? Well, because by Mechira there's another party? What does that mean? So what? But over here there's a problem of ain't shlich v'ar veira. So he says that no, avada the Gemara means with shlichas. Ma mechira yidei achar means just like mechira you're chayiv when you sell it through a shliach, so too tvichi chayiv when you sell it through a shliach. How is that? How does that start? Why does anyone think that by mechira you're chayiv when you sell it through a shliach? So there's two possibilities. One, he says, some people said because that's the normal way. Usually, brokers make deals. You know, the owners hire people to make their deals for them. That's called a searster. A searster is someone that goes around, I have an animal to sell, so, but I don't necessarily, I'm a farmer. There's someone else who's a professional seller. He has a stall in the marketplace. So, we'll call him eBay or Amazon, right? Their job was to bring together buyers and sellers. Right? Nowadays, they have a prominent place on the internet. In the olden days, it was a prominent place in the town square. But the individual farmer wouldn't necessarily have an easy time selling his cow. He would bring it to the searser, where everybody goes to buy cows, and that searser would find a buyer, you know, because people that wanted to buy a cow would come to the searser, so he would make the deal between the buyer and the seller. So that's the typical way. So if the Torah says that you have a class when you sell your stolen cow, what, are you going to tell me only if you sold it yourself? It's not so usual to sell things yourself. It's much more unusual to sell all these searsers. Since that's the usual way by Mechira, so probably when the Torah said Yechayev, it meant that way. And therefore, Rav lends out that just like by Mechira, Yechayev al Yishlich, so too by Tvir, Yechayev al Yishlich. Okay, the Shita Lelmi quotes that Yesha Farsh, and he sort of, I think he says Lelmihira without really elaborating. I guess that we, you know, in Lumnus, the Pshat works beautifully, meaning in the structure of the Gemara, that's really what we're looking for. That it's a given that by Mechiri Yechayev al Yidei Shliach, so by Mechiri Yechayev al Yidei Shliach, so by Tvichi also Yechayev al Yidei Shliach. But the difficulty is that it just doesn't seem so convincing that it's so normal, or I guess it's such a given that a standard Mechiri is al Yidei Sirsir, that Misvaro we would say that when the Torah says Yechayev for selling, it surely meant al Yidei Shliach, even though ain't Shliach Dvar Veira, but Misvare, it's Pasha to us that over here there's an exception to Inshlech Dvar Veira because it would be unusual to. It just seems a little far fetched. It's that unusual to sell things for yourself? I don't know. Seems far fetched. I assume that's why he says Vlai Nehira. But the Shita Lelmi himself, goes along and says along the same lines, he wants the same reading of the Gemara that when it says Mamachil al Deyachar, it means not like Rashi said al Deyachar that there's a buyer and a seller. Mamachil al Deyachar means al Dey Shliach. But so how does it start? He's saying that since Shliach is worked by Mechira, it also works by Tvich. But how do you know it works by Mechira? Well, why don't we say Shliach by there? So you come to the Lamdas. He says, because the Mechira for the Shliach is not an Aveva. What's he doing wrong exactly? It's somebody else's Shar. Right? The shor belongs to Reuven. Shimon is asking Levi to sell it. So here Levi, what's Levi's moral dilemma over here? If I cooperate, so I'm going to sell it to Yehuda. If I don't cooperate, so it's going to still be by Shimon. Whose shor is this? Reuven's shor. For Reuven, does it make a difference whether it stays by Shimon or it goes to Yehuda? What's the difference? Shimon and Yehuda are both equally not Reuven. So it's not... It's not any harm to the owner to sell it, so what's he doing wrong? Sezuk Shitalay Nami, the only reason why Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira is because the Shliach really shouldn't listen. This is debatable. In the Sugyas and Kedushin, there's a lot of assumptions over here which are debatable, but we'll maybe the Pash, just the Gemara over there says that the reason why Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira is because Divrei Harav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishayman. This is a Gishmaki expression the Gemara says. Let me say that again slowly. Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishayman. The words of the Rebbe and the words of the student, whose words do you listen to? Right? If the boss tells you, lock the door, and one of the underlings, one of the low-level employees says, don't lock the door, so what are you supposed to do? Lock the door or not lock the door? Obviously, you're supposed to lock the door. You're supposed to listen to the boss. You're not supposed to listen to the little guy. So the Gemara means it as a mashal. If Hashem told you, don't be Michal Shabbos, but your friend tells you, go be Michal Shabbos, so who are you supposed to listen to? Obviously, you're supposed to listen to Hashem, not to your friend. And therefore, you have no business accepting the shlichas. Ah, he told me to do it. That's no excuse. Hashem told me not to. So that's why ain't shlichas dvar aveira. That's what the Gemara in the Kedushin says. Again, it's not so clear in the Gemara that that's the bottom line, the reason, but at least that's a possibility. So Shita Lelmi says, if that's the svar, why ain't shlichas dvar aveira? So it's only relevant if it's an aveira for the shliach. Meaning, if I'm telling him to do something which he shouldn't do, which Hashem told him not to do, so then, ain't shliach dvar aveira. Zok the shita lelmi, but when it comes to mechira, for the ganav, it's an aveira. But for the shliach, it's not an aveira. Because he doesn't think there's any difference whether it stays by the first ganav or it goes to somebody new. So therefore, since the whole reason why ain't shliach dvar aveira is because divrei hadibur tam divrei mishayman, and that doesn't apply over here. So over here, we would say misvara, that shlichas helps. Shlichas shalom kamaisai. We would not invoke the rule of Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira because it's not an Aveira for the Shliach. And so that's why Rabbi says, so by Mechira, it was Pasha to us that Shlichas helps. Why was it Pasha? Because that's not an Aveira for the Shliach. Ah, then the hekesh kicks in. And the hekesh says, Ma mechira al yidei acher, af tvicha al yidei acher. Since shlichas helps for mechira, so too shlichas also helps for tvicha. So that's the pshat of the shita and the lami. Again, there were two different pshatim, but they're the same in that, in contrast to Rashi, the shita and the lami is learning that when we say ma mechira al yidei acher, it means that by mechira, shlichas helps. How do you know shlichas helps? So that's two possibilities. Either because it's a standard way of doing shlichas, or because it's not an aver for the shliach, and therefore shlichas should help. But either way, there's an assumption that shlichas helps by mechira, and then Rava says that just like shlichas helps by mechira, so shlichas helps by tvicha. That's the way these other Rishonim are learning. Right? Which is totally not like Rashi. According to Rashi, the Gemara has nothing to do with shlichas. The Gemara is not saying that you're chayav when you sell a shliach. The Gemara is saying that you're chayav when you sell to a buyer. And that's the acher, the buyer. But the Rishonim were these other Rishonim were bothered. What kind of pshat is that in the Gemara? That teaches me that you chayav on your tevech al yidei shliach. You meicher not al yidei shliach. You meicher yourself, and your tevech al yidei shliach. How can you learn one out from the other? So therefore, that's why these Rishonim didn't want to learn like Rashi. They learned their pshat, but Rashi is not learning like them. And I would add that you see on the side of the page. The Maseiros HaShas tells you that this Gemara is broken down in four places, right? It's over here, it's later in the Perek, on the Fayin Tes, and it's also once in Ksubas and once in Kedushin. All these places, the Gemara brings down that by Tvichu Mechira, there's an exception to the general rule of Ein Shlichus V'Avera. Vida Averis, you can have Shlichus. And the Gemara goes through these three drushes, that Rava learns it from Tvachay Mechari, and Averis Shmuel says, Averis is Shlich, and the Bechizki says, Tachan Averis is Shlich. But in one of the four Gemaras, the Gemara says it a little bit differently. In our Gemara, and in three out of the four Gemaras, the Nusach is Ma Mechira Al Yidei Acher. But if you turn to the Gemara in the Ayin Tes, it says Ma Mechira E F Shur Deloy Al Yidei Acher. Ma Mechira Deloy F Shur Delav Al Yidei Acher. A Mechira is inevitably through an Acher. Now, those words are mefurish, not like the Shita is pshat. Right? The Shita is saying that when the Gemara tells us, when Rav says, Mamachi al de'achar, it means that you'd be chayev if you use the shliach. But the words of the Gemara are that a mechira is inevitably al de'achar. Now, if the achar over here means a shliach, give me a break. There's no reason why mechira is inevitably al de'shliach. Right? I could very well sell something without a shliach. How could the Gemara make the statement, Ma Mechira, inevitably Al Yidei Acher? But according to Rashi, we understand it. According to Rashi, that when the Gemara says, Ma Mechira, Al Yidei Acher, it simply means that there are two parties to the Mechira, so that's true. That's baked into the definition of Mechira. A Mechira is inevitably Al Yidei Acher. So while our Gemara doesn't use those words, our Gemara just says, Ma Mechira, Al Yidei Acher. It's open to either interpretation. But the Nusach of the Gemara in Kedusha, now it could, that's the nusach that we have lefaneinu. It could be that not all the Rishonim had it like that. Because again, the same Gemara appears in four places, and the other places doesn't say it like that. But according to our nusach, in one of the four places, the Gemara is mefurish, not like their pshat, it's like Rashi's pshat. Okay, Yev Shalai Le'acher, that must mean because there's a buyer and a seller. But we come back to the difficulty though that we started with. There is really a legitimate kasha on Rashi. We're trying to. The reason why a tevech al yachar should be patur because ain't shlichas v'aveira. You want to tell me that there's some kind of an exception over here, and you're learning it from meicher, but by meicher you don't mean al yidei shliach. So there's no ain't shlichas v'aveira over there. So the chiddush that we're looking for, you don't see over there by tvicha. So how could you learn from there to here? That's the kasha on the Rashi. So there's the yisayid in the sugya. This is the yisayid that Rick Vager was getting at, or at the beginning of this year, but I don't think we're going to get back today to Rick Vager's kasha. But there's people quote it from the Maharit. He's maybe the first one that says it. The Maharit has a chiddush. And let's never mind for now, for today, why he says that he's coming to answer a Rambam. And Belinedu will get to that Rambam. But for now, I'm just going to tell you that the Maharit says that when Rava says Ma Mechira al Yidei Acher, Ma Mechira al Yidei Acher, Af Tficha al Yidei Acher, he actually doesn't mean Shlichos. He means al Yidei Acher, but not with the din of Shlichos. What does that mean? Al Yidei Acher, but not with the din of Shlichos? So, he doesn't. So, the way that my Rebbe Rav Shalom Spitz was masked this, he brought in the Lashon of Rashi. I told you this morning, take a look, a good look at the Lashon of Rashi in Ksubis. Rashi Bayos says that when it says Mamachir Al Yachir, means the buyer and the seller. That's what it means. Al Yachir means there's two people, there's two parties. The Lashon of Rashi in Ksubis is a little bit more graphic. The Lashon of Rashi over there is Shehalekeach Loikchem Imenu. Mamachir Al Yachir. Over here, Rashi says, Meicher v'lekech. Sounds like Rashi means that there's two parties. In the Rashi in Ksubis, there's a little more of an emphasis. Ma mechira al yachir, shehalekeach loikchehemenu. It sounds like the emphasis is on the fact that it's the buyer takes it from him, meaning not that there's two parties. It's the other guy. So that Mechira is done by the other guy. Now, what does that mean? Mechira is done by the other guy. So this is mamish the svara that we were talking about in the previous year, in a whole different context. We were talking there about Akir Serech Anach and things like that. The stipler, if you remember. But the svara, the idea that we brought up is that there's something remarkably surprising about the knas. Now, the Torah says that if I sell the shor or the sam, chayav a knas. You know what's so remarkable? I'm chayiv for someone else's maisa. What do you mean I'm chayiv for someone else's maisa? What do you mean I'm only chayiv if I sell it, right? I'm not chayiv for someone else's, I'm only chayiv if I sell it. But like we mentioned on Monday, but there's really no such thing as selling. There's no maisa called selling. There's only a maisa called buying. Well, again, when we're talking, I don't mean that as an absolute statement. It depends on what kind of a kinyan you're using. Certainly with karka, there's maisim that involve the seller. And even with a behemoth, there might be certain kinyanim that involve. But the standard, the typical kinyanim, a meshicha. A meshicha is a maisim that's done by the buyer. Chatzer is a maisim that's done by the buyer. The seller has no role. Except, of course, he does have a role. What's the seller's role? You can't take it without his permission. So you need the das of the seller. It's the maisa of the buyer with the das of the seller. That's how you create an animal. So when the Torah said that if a ganav sells the shor or the seh, he's chayav a knas of dal v'hei, what the Torah is really saying is that if with the meicher's das, the lekeach makes a maisa kinyan, that's mechayav him in a knas of dal v'hei. Or in other words, that if the meicher allows someone else to do something, that other person's maisa is mechayev him a dal v'hei. Now this is not shlichus. No one is like, oh, ain't shlichus v'arvei. How can it be that his maisa is mechayev me? Ain't shlichus v'arvei. This is not shlichus, right? The lekeach is acting for himself. The meicher is acting for, right? The mechira has two parties. This is the meicher. He's representing the meicher, and the lekeach is representing the lekeach. So this is not Shluchah Shlovim Kamoitz say that the Lekeach does something and it's like the Meicher did it. It's just an observation about something very surprising that the Torah said. So a great chiddush in the parsha of the Knas of Dal V'Hei, that Mechira is inevitably a Knas that I'm Chayev for someone else's Maisa. What's my role? Permission. Instructions. If I tell someone else to do a Maisa, that's Mechayev the Knas of Dal V'Hei. That's right. That's really what we spoke at on Monday. We were talking about Kamen Rabbanei, that the Kamen Rabbanei over here can't be the Kamen Rabbanei of the Maisa. It has to be the Kamen Rabbanei of Bavas Achas. Because Maisa, it's never his Maisa. His Maisa is not, it doesn't make the Kenyan. It's the Lekeach who makes the Kenyan, not the Meicher. So over here, so Reb Shalom suggested, again, the Svar is the Marit, but tying it into this Rashi is a Chiddush. That what Rashi means when he says And especially the way he says in Ksubis, Shalikeach loikchem imenu. What it means, Rava does not mean to be saying at all that just like by Meicher, you're chayev, Ayde Shliach. But what he mean, and so too, I said, we were bothered if over there it's not Shlichas, it's just a buyer and a seller. So how do you learn out by Tficha that you're chayev Ayde Shliach? So Bisholm said, Enechanami. Rav is not calling it Shlichas. Rav is saying that the Knas of Dalad Vehei is a Knas that doesn't require your Maisa, it just requires your permission. And if the Ganav authorizes that this should be done, he's chayav when it gets done. He's not chayav if it doesn't get done. But if he authorizes it and it gets done, then he's chayav. Now, usually, that has to come on to shlichos. I mean, ain't shlichos v'arveira. If I authorize a chilul Shabbos, I'm not chayav misa for it. If I authorize that someone should eat nevela or chalev, I don't get malchus for that. If I authorize that somebody any other aveira, it doesn't accrue to me. But if I authorize a tficha, I am chayav for that. How do you know? Because tficha is similar to mechira. And what are you chayav for by mechira? Just authorizing. That's all you do. You tell the lekech, it's okay with me if you take that. And then the lekech takes that. And you're chayav kenas v'dal v'hei for that. So Dr. Rabba, ma mechira al-yidei acher, af tivecha al-yidei acher. The mechayav is that if you tell someone, it's okay with me if you shecht that, or I'd like you to shecht that, and then he shechts it, so he shechted it because of your instructions, that's what you're chayav for. But not because shluch eshladim kamaisai, not because it becomes like you shechted it yourself. You authorize, because that you don't need that over here. The mechayev is not doing it yourself. The mechayev is authorizing it. Ma meicher, the whole mechayev is authorizing it. Like Rashi says in Ksubis, shalakeach loikchem imenu. The lekech does the whole, what Rashi means to be emphasizing, the buyer does the whole maisa. The meicher has no role in the mechira, except the das, the instructions, the authorization. But halakeach loikchem imenu. The buyer does the whole thing. So Rava says, that's how I know the Teveach al-Yidei Acher is Chayav, because just like meicher is Chayav al-Yidei Acher, this Knas, the Torah was Mechayav you just for authorizing. So af Teveach is Chayav al-Yidei Acher. You Chayav just for authorizing. The way the Maharit says it is that, again, the Maharit doesn't say, it's different parts of the sugya, but he says this svara. He says, it's not a din shlichos. And therefore, he says, what would be the din if I told a child to go and shecht the behema? We know that, right? A katan. A cheir shoyt of a katan is not a bar shlichas. If I tell a katan to go be mekadesh and isha for me, or to be megarish and isha for me, it's not chal. Right? Kedush and geirish are not chal ayde shliach. But if I tell a katan, so what would you say if I tell a katan to go shecht the, I stole a shur, and I tell a katan to go shecht the shur for me? Poshut, you would say, well, the Gemara teaches us to vech al-yidei acher, but that's a din of shlichos. Shlichos only come, I say, but a katan is not a bar shlichos. So I would think that doesn't work. So like the Maharit, I'd like to propose that it does, because what the Torah is machadish over here is not that there's shlichos for a katan. Not that there's shlichos for dal behei for tovech al-meicher, but that it could be al-yidei acher. The mechayev is the authorizing. The mechayev is that it happened based on your instructions. So it doesn't matter who does it. A katan does it. A goy does it. If he did it based on your instructions, then that's the mechayev. Not because it's cast like your maisa. We don't need your maisa. We just need your instructions. So whoever you gave the instructions to, and then he goes and does it, you're going to be chayev. Okay. The Maharit says it to explain pshat in a Rambam. I'll bring in the Rambam. The kitzur, we're going to come back to this Rambam, maybe tomorrow we'll talk more about it. But let me just mention, let's start with the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin, which is the main, sort of the headquarters of the sugya of Ein Shlichus V'Arveira, Rashi brings down Kedushin Membeis, that's where you learn Ein Shlichus V'Arveira. The Gemara over there says that Angel of the Maravera, if I send somebody else to Machal Shabbos, if you have whatever you deserve, to do Ritzicha, to eat Nevela or Chela, Angel of the Maravera. But the Gemara says there are some exceptions. So one exception, we know already, right? We who are learning Baba Kama, we know that Tvichu Mechira is one of the exceptions. For that, you could have, right, that's our Sugya, we learn from one of these three drushes that the Gemara puts together, that you could have a Shlich to it and you'll be Chayav. And the Gemara says that another exception is shlichus yad bepikadayin, whatever that means, that's not our concern. And a third exception is mi'ila, which is the avera of being nene from hektish. In those, so if I send a shliach to go take the money of hektish, that's my avera, I become chaya for it. Because in these three places, yesh lichus avera. In each place, the Gemara says, how do you know it? The Gemara learns that from Padal. Mi'ila is there, shavet to chum, which is like, chum, yev shlichus, so to far, mi'ila, yev shlichus. The Gemara learns it out from drashas. So you learn the Gemara in Kedushin, and you learn there's a big rule, and there's three exceptions. Ein shlich dvar veira, but in three places, yesh lich dvar veira. You open up the Rambam, and the Rambam in Hilchis Me'ila says that Me'ila is a very exceptional aveira. It's the only place in the Torah where yesh lich dvar veira. The only place in the Torah. It's a pel. Because it's true that it is a very exceptional Aveira. It's one of the rare places where there's a Shlich, but it's not the only one. I mean, where did Ram get it from? From that Gemara Kedushin, right? That's where he knows it from. If you just look at the line before and the line after, you'll see it's one of three. The Gemara there lists three places where there's a din of Shlich Dvar Aveira, and the Rambam says about one of them, this is the only place in the world, the only place in the world there's a Shlich Dvar Aveira. So everyone says, how could the Rambam say such a thing? So the Marit addresses that, and obviously he has to talk a little bit about each of the other two. So whatever he says about shlichus yad, bepikadayin, that's not our concern. But what does he do about tficho mechira? So he explains that Rambam by saying this shikol teira. He says the reason why the Rambam says that me'ila is the only place where you have shlichus is because by tficho mechira, it's not shlichus, it's something else. It's a din of al yedei acher. That yeah, I'm chayiv just for authorizing it. But it's not a din of shluchas shladim kamaisa. It's not as if I did it. I'm chayiv even though it's not as if I did it. My whole mechayiv is that if I authorize someone else to do it, and he does it for me, that's what I'm chayiv for. But a pure din of shlichas or shluchas shladim kamaisa, that you only have by menila. That's the context in which the Maharit says this. He says it to differentiate between the din that we learn by Tvicha Mechira versus the din by Me'ila. That's why the Rambam says the Me'ila is the only place where you have Shluchas Dvar Aveira. Well, let's put that aside. I mentioned that the Rambam, just so that you have the background where the Marit was coming from. But now we're using that Svar of the Marit, and what Rav Shalom wanted to say was, now this is a little bit different than the Marit, is that maybe it's actually totally on the different Lashonis in the Gemara. This is Rava, it's not. They said L'rabbis is a shliach. But Rava used different words. Ma mechira al yedei acher, af tvicha al yedei acher. That maybe Rava taka meant dafka, you know, he meant this din, the Maritz din. The reason why, there's something particularly geschmack that comes out of Fizeh. There's a diyak, the ha'ara on the Gemara. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't sound like the most exciting ha'ara in the world, but it is very striking. The Gemara, like I said, this Gemara appears in four places. And in all four places, the Gemara does it the same way. The Gemara says that there's a din, Rabbi Yechanan says the din of Tevei Ha'ayach, and the Gemara says, where does that come from? And the Gemara gives three answers. Who are the three speakers that give sources for that you have shlichas for Tvicha Mechira? Rava, Tana Mechizkia, and Tana Mevishmael. So what's striking, some Achrayim in Ksubis make this Ha'ara. It's striking that Rava gets put first. Why is it striking? Because, after all, the other two are braises. Tanit Mechizki means there's a braise from the Yeshiva of Chizki, there's a braise from the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. So two Tanoim gave drashas, and Rava came along and gave a drasha. So, I mean, it's altogether strange why Rava would give a drush if they were ready Tanayim. But why is the Gemara Masadir Rava first? You'd think that the Tanayim come first, and then the Amirayim should come last. Why does Rava come first? It's just a procedural thing. It doesn't sound like a Lamda Shahara. But Rav Shalom said that maybe, according to what we're saying, look at the words of the Gemara. This all came in because of Rabbi Yechanan, right? The Chavurasa said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, B'teveach al yidei acher. Rabbi Yechanan didn't use the word shliach. Why not? Why did he say B'teveach al yidei shliach? We know there's a klal in Kol Tarkula, Shluchas Adam Kamaisai. I mean, not in Kol Karkula, right? But in, right, not by Averis, which is why over here it's surprising. But there is a rule of shlichas. Usually when the Gemara discusses having someone else do something for me and it should count as if I did it, the word is shliach. Rabbi Yechanan talks like sort of like an Amaris, like a first-year guy. He never heard, he says, wait, but what if I tell somebody else to do it? So, you know, as your Rebbe, you know, I would say, oh, by the way, that's called, you know, in Gemara Lashon, that's called a shliach. Rabbi Yechanan didn't use that word. He said, b'tevech ha'idei acher. And Rava also uses the same lashon. Tanya Mechizkin, Tanya Yishmael, they already use the word shliach. So he wanted to suggest, Rishon, that Rabbi Yechanan meant like the Maharitz Shigal Torah, that this is not a din of shlichas. That tevech ha'idei acher means that the whole mechayev is, if you authorize it, then you don't have to do it. It doesn't matter who does it. It's your chayev for the authorization. It's not a din of shlichas. That's why he didn't call it a din shliach. And Rava says, yeah, you know where you learn that from? From Mechira. Right? And now the limud is beautiful. Ma Mechira avad. What's the Mechayev? The like can be many. You're not chayev for doing it. You didn't do anything. You're only chayev for the authorization. So Ma Mechira al-Yachar, Avtvich al-Yachar. Again, it's not, you're not chayev for the Maisa. You don't have to come out to Shlichus. It's just a chayev of authorizing that someone should do it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, and Rav is the only one that had him occur for that. So that's why the Gemara brought Rabbi Yochanan first. And then after the Gemara was finished with Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara said, oh, you know, while we're on the topic, there are a couple of drushes from Tanoim that say a similar thing. Similar, not the same. Right? Because they talked about shlichas. Tachas Lav is a shliach. Oyin Lav is a shliach. So that's not exactly the same as what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Rabbi Yochanan was saying the Vart of Al Yedei Acher. They were saying a din of Al Yedei Shliach. So the only one that really gave him a car for Rabbi Yochanan was Rava. So that's why the Gemara first put in Rava, and then came to the other drushes. The drushes, even though they're Tanoim, but they're a different drush. They're not really the same thing. They're not what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. It's just a similar thing. That reminds me of. So they came afterwards. Okay, but the ikar is that in Rashi, again, not, like we said at the beginning, even though maybe we don't like to ask kashas on drushes, but it seems like a very far-fetched drush that we're bothered, ancient lich dvar aveira, and we're saying, well, just like Mechira needs two parties, so we have to make up a way where shliach, where tvicha needs two parties. It's a very difficult pshat, because, you know, over there it wasn't a problem of ancient lich dvar aveira, over here it is a problem of ancient lich dvar aveira. But if you were saying now, it's very meduyik. It's a very stark limud that Rava makes. That just like by Mechira, inevitably, the Mechayev is not your Maisa. It's always somebody else's Maisa. So what are you Chayev for? Just for authorizing it? That's what this Knas is based on. Authorizing what someone does. So Avtricha, you're also going to be Chayev for authorizing someone else to be Teveyah. Okay. We still have, there's an IOU on Rabbi Kiveger, right? This is all connected to Rabbi Kiveger's hour at the beginning, but then we still have to learn some other stuff to get back to that. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I hope, you know, the plan is tomorrow I hope to be here. You know, the weather there is threatening, but who knows. If I'm not here, so obviously we'll have Shir on Zoom, but I intend to be here.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.